Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, it's 3 years on from when he first addressed the Oireachtas, but Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, as you know, is going to address the Oireachtas in person today. He landed in Dublin Airport last night. He's set to call in on President Catherine Connolly before meeting the Taoiseach and addressing the Oireachtas in person. Joining us to talk about all of that, Ireland's support for Ukraine and how it may have changed over the years since the Russian invasion, is Fianna Fáil TD and Minister of State at the Department of Foreign Affairs, Thomas Byrne. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, it's an interesting day. I mean, security is high. We heard earlier from Sean Defoe about how everyone is being corralled. The journalists who are in and out of Leinster's all the time are going a 5-minute walk by bus just for security reasons. There's all sorts of other things in place, which is reassuring, I suppose. But the first set piece will be President Zelensky's visit to the Oireachtas.
Yeah, I think that would be standard practice when the head of state visits. The president receives them, so I expect that would be a warm meeting. The president greeting, I suppose, President Zelensky as head of state to head of state on behalf of the Irish people. So I expect that to be very warm.
Now, we read last weekend that President Connolly hadn't moved in yet. Do we know whether she has had to journey to the Oireachtas herself, or whether she just literally?
I'm not part of the presidential welcome. That's a matter for the president, but I assume it will be in the Oireachtas. I mean, the president's living arrangements are separate.
This will be for President Connolly the first set piece, if you like, meeting a foreign leader. And given the controversy that surrounded her attitude during Zelensky's former address to the Oireachtas. Whether or not she applauded at the end of it, she insisted she did. Whether, her attitude to NATO, accusing NATO of warmongering in the run-up to the Russian invasion. I mean, do you think she'll keep shtum, or will she have anything to say to President Zelensky?
I think the president will do a good job. Look, the election's over. The president is
elected. But she is still the same woman she was. You wouldn't expect her to.
Yeah, but she's also the same woman she was when she was Lachlan Corla as well. And I have to say, my observations of her as Lachlan Corla were that she did an excellent job, and I'm absolutely certain that she'll do an excellent job as president. I think that's all we can say. I think we've seen that in the first few weeks of her term of office. And as I said, the election's over, and I've no doubt that President Connolly will do her job absolutely in the best way possible. I have absolutely no doubt about that.
I do recall during the campaign where she was asked about, if a Trump came to visit and all of that, how she would handle it. And she certainly invoked her time as Lachlan Corla and how she could, be even-handed, irrespective of how she might disagree.
Well, that was certainly my observation of the scene in that doll, yeah.
Okay, so that'll be the first set piece. I don't know whether what the format is there. Will he plant a tree or what he might do in the Oireachtas? But then he moves on to the Houses of the Oireachtas.
Yeah, he'll have a meeting with the Taoiseach, and I think that will be good just to go through the various issues that are between Ukraine and Ireland, Ukraine and the European Union. I noticed as well on Twitter this morning one of his delegation from America flying into Ireland this morning. So I'm sure President Zelensky will be updated as to the course of the negotiations in America. And to be honest, it's a very useful meeting for Ireland to be involved in. Irish politicians, the Taoiseach, civil servants tend to know a lot of their Ukrainian counterparts pretty well. And we're in regular contact with them. I was in Ukraine myself already this year. We've had, I think, a number of ministerial level visits to Ireland this year. I mean, one of the negotiators in Florida, Sergei Kilistala, met me in Dublin only a fortnight ago or so. So we have regular engagement with them. They're very familiar people to us, and we've been strongly supportive of them from day one. And that's strongly supportive in the face of the invasion. We were the first Western European country of the EU to support their accession to European Union membership. And we've given them a lot of support. I mean, when I visited Ukraine this year, it was really, really stark. I was, the brief was that I was to visit a bomb shelter for schools. But what I actually found was that it was a school underground. The entire school was underground to protect the kids, obviously, to give them a place to be educated, and to protect people at night time as well in the local community. And that's the type of project that Ireland is funding in Ukraine. And everywhere I went in Ukraine at that time, the people were expressing incredible gratitude for what Ireland had been doing and continues to do. And I've no doubt we'll hear that from President Zelensky in the Dáil today.
Now, obviously, there were conversations about, the continued presence of Ukrainians in Ireland and what their status might be. They're allowed to work and so on and so forth. But whether or not the state would continue to make contributions to accommodation and all of that, where does that discussion stand at the moment? Because I'm sure it might be part of the conversation between the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, and President Zelensky.
It may be, but I think it's important not to overshadow that. Minister O'Callaghan is making decisions there. I think, he's making reasonable decisions that people generally don't disagree with. I mean, we have one of the highest levels of Ukrainian refugees in the European Union. About 2% of our population at the moment is a Ukrainian refugee. So our generosity to Ukraine is absolutely unquestioned. And I have to say, is recognised very, very strongly in Ukraine and across Eastern Europe as well, where they take a close interest in this. So Minister Callaghan will make decisions. I have no doubt that this will absolutely not be a point of contention on the agenda today. The reality is that this is a temporary protection framework. We agreed to it, by the way. We didn't have to, but we felt it was the right thing to do. Nobody forced us to do this. We felt this is the morally correct thing to do, to welcome these Ukrainian people who are really, really suffering. And the suffering is ongoing right across Ukraine. There's in many parts of Ukraine, I'd say most of it, electricity is on 6 hours on, 6 hours off. There are attacks on the electricity infrastructure. There's increasing attacks on civilian areas right across, not just in Kyiv, but also in Lviv as well, which is quite close to the Polish border. We've seen, serious events as well in countries like Lithuania, Latvia, Poland as well. And we do know that Russia is an ever-present threat. And really, we have to have this war ended. That's why we support the peace talks, because it is costing the Ukrainians a lot of money and it's costing everybody a lot of money. So that's the primary objective, is to get this ended on just terms, of course, to Ukraine, because it's just having such a dampening effect on everybody's economy in Western Europe.
Now, we are militarily neutral, but it reminds me a bit of World War II, the so-called emergency, where we were kind of neutral on the side of the Allies. Whenever Allied pilots were downed on the island of Ireland, they in the Free State, as it was, before it became a republic, pilots from the Allied forces were sent to Northern Ireland and then back into combat, whereas the German pilots spent the rest of their war in detention camps here. So we were kind of neutral on the side of the Allies. So we're kind of neutral on the side of Ukraine in this one.
Well, we've said clearly that while we're militarily neutral, that means we're not a member of NATO, but we're absolutely not morally or politically neutral in this. This was a wrong, illegal act by Russia. It continues to be a wrong and illegal act. Every bomb they drop on Ukraine is illegal and wrong. It's against international law. So these principles are very easy for us to subscribe to. And we have given them substantial military support this year of a non-lethal equipment to help them defend themselves, because they are entitled to defend themselves and just basically to stop rockets coming down in residential areas. That's the type of support that we're giving. We're giving support to help them to demine lands as well. And you saw a controversy in the Dáil amazingly about that some time ago. So we've given them substantial support to stop, basically to stop people dying, to stop Ukrainians dying wrongly. And that's what's happening on a daily basis. And I think it's the morally correct thing to do.
Now, we know that in Europe, I mean, Ursula von der Leyen has been very outspoken in terms of the peace deal that was proposed originally by Trump, the 28-point plan, which, as we heard earlier in the program, has been changed to a 19-point plan. How many of those points are different to the original 28, I don't know. But the most contentious elements of this, they have yet to reach agreement. And, of course, Putin has not said yay or nay to whether or not he will accept any of this. But Ursula von der Leyen has been outspoken. And when she speaks on our behalf, doesn't she?
Yes. Yes, she does.
And that's the point. I'm wondering, are we in any way compromised by the stance of the EU that it takes in this conflict, where it gets involved, in terms of the military, the ceasefire, the truce, whatever it might be? Europe has a part to play, and it's not just NATO, it's the EU as well.
Well, it's EU member states and Britain and Canada, the so-called coalition of the willing, and the Taoiseach, foreign minister, defence minister attend those meetings of the coalition of the willing. But it's member state driven. The talks are going on at the moment, were going on till yesterday between Ukraine and the USA. And I've no doubt that President Zelensky will be briefed by his negotiators who come to Ireland this morning on that. And quite frankly, if you're not in the room and just relying on media reports, you don't always know exactly what's going on. That's been my experience with this. There's been a lot of misinformation put out about this entire process. And we want these negotiations to succeed. The EU will definitely have to be part of this because Ukraine are, you know, applying for EU membership. They're right on our doorstep. The member states closest to Ukraine, Latvia, Lithuania, for example, where I was last week, they've a really severe personal, national interest in making sure that there's a just peace in Ukraine because they're under threat all the time themselves. And they've looked for solidarity in Finland and other countries as well. And I make the point that during Brexit, when we had sort of economic interests and national interests very much at stake, those countries not only knew a huge amount about what was going on in detail in terms of Ireland, but showed us tremendous solidarity as well. So I think we have to have strong understanding for what the member states along that eastern flank of the European Union are going through on a day-to-day basis. If you look at Lithuania, for example, Vilnius Airport is opening and closing the whole time because Belarus, of course, supported by Russia, is sending in these massive helium balloons into the country, which has the effect of closing airports because you can't fly a plane with air flying around. There was an IKEA shop in Lithuania burnt. There was a fire set on it. So these are really dangerous acts that are taking place through the influence of Russia, effectively, on our doorstep. And the idea that there's an EU response, I think, is important. But it's driven by the member states and the member states' government and indeed MPs in those member states who want solidarity, who want some level of collective action. NATO is a defence alliance. That's not what the EU is. But I think the EU is a venue and a forum for working together and making sure that we can protect all of us in every facet.
Yeah, but don't we have to step up to the plate ourselves and at least make some attempt to pretend we can defend ourselves, which at the moment we simply cannot?
Well, that's why we had in the last government, why we had the Commission on the Defence Forces. And the Commission on the Defence Forces happened, made recommendations, and we're now putting those recommendations into place. So we're now putting in place, some basic items that we haven't had before, such as a sonar system, a radar system. We're buying planes that we need. We're developing our cyber security as well. I think that's really, really important. So that's happening at the moment. So our defence spending is going up. I think one of the fundamental responsibilities of any sovereign state is to protect the state, protect its citizens. And the way, I suppose, investment in the defence forces was allowed to wither to a large degree over maybe a period of 15 years or so is a shame. But I think this government and indeed the last government, particularly when Fianna Fáil came in after 2020, we decided that something had to be done. And that is happening now at the moment. And only last week, I would have announced to the Dáil further funding, for example, for anti-drone protection for some of for Baldonnell in terms of our military installations. It's going into other installations as well. So all that work is happening at the moment.
Okay. Well, we look forward to hearing President Zelensky's speech to the joint session of the House of the Oireachtas this afternoon. Thomas Byrne, Meath TD, Fianna Fáil Minister of State at the Department of Foreign Affairs. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.